Shop online at harrisonsusa.com. Boots you're after, Harrison's has them.
Clemson country, college football fans, this is your show, and this is The Roar.
Hour number three, out of bounds. William Poggenbusch and Faxon Childress with you. Thanks for joining us. Ben Milstead is rolling out with four bags of Buff City soap, three boxes of pizza, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. I mean, that's a full car right there. That is a full car of stuff all the way up to Chapel Hill.
It is.
Spreading the gospel into whatever the opposite of God's country is.
I only got myself one little bag here, but the folks at Buff City Soap blessed me with the courtesy bag today, so thank you to the great folks over there. Hannah got that arranged for me, and I've been sniffing the bag ever since I got it. I don't know exactly what is in here, but it's very, very good. It smells
minute.
Very, very
time
good.
Out. Time out.
We
don't
got,
ever
we gotta
say
get the visual.
Sniffing the bag on air ever again. I can't do that. I can't do that, man. No freaking way you just said that.
Three minutes on.
John's in the bullpen right now. John's in the bullpen.
We got three
seconds.
Batter minimum. We got he three threw, segment
yeah.
minimum.
Yeah, he threw two pitches, and we went ahead and got the lefty going. That's what happened. Hey, I want to thank everybody who's donated today. A lot of folks have come by. Really appreciate that. A lot of folks have given online, given via the text to give. Brenda got in during the break, right at the top of the hour, with a $150 donation.
Wow.
Thank you for that, Brenda. So that brings us to, I'm doing a little quick math here, $19.65.19.
Okay?
Sheesh. $1,965.19. So that means we are roughly $235 away, or wait a minute, $435 away from being able to say that we saved two lives today. Every $1,200 statistically, $150 for a mammogram, eight mammograms, $1,200 saves a life. And so we're very grateful for the donations. You guys had a great, great show of donations there at Chick-fil-A this morning.
Yeah, we did. We were able to save a life as well this morning. Thankful for the great audience that was able to come through for us and all the great listeners. Man, this is the best time of the year. It's the giving spirit. It's for a great cause. And we're just blessed to be able to have the platform, Quawk, right, to spread the good word about what all Dabo and Kathleen and the All In Foundation have been doing. And we got the best listeners on earth. I'm reminded of that every single day, especially during the month of October.
You feeling okay today?
Yeah, feeling pretty good. Yeah, feeling pretty good.
Okay, we're gonna hit a few things. text from Agency Force says, Quawk, the opposite of God's country is called Columbia. That's right. That's great. Hey, I want to ask you a Brian Snicker question.
Okay.
I've been saying that I don't think Snicker was all of the problem, but probably it was time for a change. The way they did it, I thought was really good. What's your name? Who would you like to see?
I want Kevin Cash. I want to go take Tampa
Kevin
Bay's
Cash.
Manager. Yes.
Do you know how hard that is?
I know that
to
never
take a sitting manager.
It never happens in the world of Major League Baseball. But my response to that would be, why not us? Everybody's got a price tag. Come up to the great city of Atlanta, get you right in. I'm sure a very nice house. If we're giving out cars and trips to Hawaii to the former manager, what would the current manager get from the Atlanta Braves regime if you're going to hire him? I mean, that's a fair question to ask. Maybe he gets to go on an all expenses paid, just cruise around the country. Maybe that gets to pull him or around the world rather. So Kevin Cash is my name.
I did joke that Brian Snicker was going to move into one of those offices that they bought, that Liberty Media bought this year, and the Braves fans did not like that.
Yeah.
They did not like that joke. Let's go realistic, though. Like, you're not getting Kevin Cash for the Rays, okay? You're not doing that. So what's the – I mean, I said Bruce Bochy, but it feels like Bochy might be done. Like, the Giants have offered him, like, a senior whatever advisory position. He's like, nah, I don't think so. So I'm back to square one. Like, Bochy was my guy. I thought, yeah, this is perfect. This is a win-now guy. He's going to be your manager 3 years.
I don't want Bob Melvin. I know that for a fact. That's ran its course through three different West Coast teams now and has resulted in a grand total of zero championship series appearances. So not a Bob Melvin guy. Admittedly, like, just out there on the market, my information base isn't huge as to Major League Baseball managers. I know a lot of people want to go Schumacher. I know Weiss is a hot name. I would be fine with that, I guess. I think what you need more in baseball than anything is just somebody that's aligned with what your clubhouse wants, right? And somebody that's going to be a leader, somebody that's going to be able to motivate. I think more than anything, that's what the Braves were missing this year. Snicker didn't have a ton of energy. He wasn't able to fire up the guys when it was needed. So somebody youthful that's got some energy, that's ready to get after the players and hold some people accountable is what I would say.
You know what's crazy, though, is like it feels like they got to pick one of those two lanes, because, you know, you feel like you're putting managers in two buckets. You put a manager in a bucket of like youthful, vibrant clubhouse, Alex Cora, right?
Yeah, Cora.
You get the Alex Cora deal. On the other hand, you have guys who are like, we're going to play the right way. And you have these, like, you know, these guys who are going to do that. To me, the Braves do not need that heavy-handed approach. Like, that's why I know David Ross's name has come up. David Ross, zero postseason wins, by the way, with the Cubs. Yep. They missed the playoffs in 21, 22, and 23. And I don't think Craig Counsell is a great manager. I don't think the Brewers miss him. They got a stud.
Yeah, they do.
They've got a stud in the manager spot right now. So it's not like they were supposed to miss him. But to me, the Cubs have elevated. Their talent base is a little better, but they've elevated with Craig Counsell. But like David Ross is not the fun guy. David Ross is a bit of a serious, like, fun sucker guy. Like Mark DeRosa. Maybe
no.
With his World Baseball Classic experience, you don't
no.
like that?
He was, like, calling out our players on national television this year. I just don't know how well that would go over. I'm not a big fan of his personality.
That might be true. But I do think it needs to be somebody that understands the fun-loving environment. Because to me, what the Braves lacked is, like, that natural fun-loving environment that they have had over the course of time.
You know where I'm at on this? I've been calling for the ABS all year, and not ABS automated balls and strikes. Anyone but Snicker. That's where I'm at on this.
Anyone but Snicker.
ABS.
Gabe says Matthew LaCroix.
Yeah, I mean,
BHP's finest.
There are options. There are options. Let's say that. There are options. No shortage of options.
No doubt. The Braves had the best job on the market to me.
They do.
Better than the Rangers, better than the Giants.
You're walking into a ton of long-term contracts and a lot of talented players. It's about putting those pieces together and getting aligned with the organization to put the final pieces together in free agency and the draft, hopefully.
All right. We also need to talk about Faxon the Dreamweaver, okay? I heard about your little dream of Clemson scoring 38, which sometimes we have nightmares. Sometimes we have dreams where we wake up and we go, boy, that's nice.
Yeah.
And I know you said that you had a dream that Clemson won 38-14. Is
38-14.
That right?
38-14. Yes.
TJ Moore was doing the Spidey thing.
He was doing the Spidey thing.
Okay.
It was throwback to Blacksburg. Life was good in the dream. I'll say that.
Do you think this is a prophetic dream? Like, I compare you to Joseph in the Bible. Like, Joseph's prophecies all came true, but he got thrown into the pit by his 11 other brothers because they were tired of hearing it. So, like, would you say this feels like a prophetic dream, or is it more like my subconscious is forcing this into existence?
In all honesty, I think it's a subconscious thing. I told the story this morning. First year I was ever playing fantasy Premier League with my friends and their families. Sam's dad has beat us like 10 years in a row running.
Oh my.
I blew a 200-point lead in the last 6 weeks of the season because I had a dream that I needed to captain somebody, and he tore his ACL. So
what?
The track record here.
You had a 200-point lead, and you had a dream, and you blew your strategy?
I triple captained Jack Harrison for Leeds, and it did not work out well, and he got hurt and benched. So the dream track record's admittedly not great.
No.
Saying it would be prophetic, that would be just disrespectful to everybody in the Bible, in all honesty. So I think this is more of a subconscious type of thing, and maybe even just trying some wish casting, if you will, in the dream world for me.
Oh, man, that is funny, man. That is awesome. I'm so glad. Well, okay, Ben said his favorite play on the board was Clemson, North Carolina, under 48.5.
Ooh.
Now, your dream has it at 52.
Yeah. I kind of think it's going to go over.
It's going over?
To be honest with you.
These offenses?
I get it. I do think that Max Johnson unlocks a new element of this offense, and I think that that's the significantly better option for this team. You know, they're going to test and they're going to stress the things that Clemson's done poorly on defense all year, which is tackling on the perimeter, using the quick passing game as an extension of the run game because North Carolina can't really run the ball. I'm expecting Johnson, six-year guy, veteran, knows the scheme, knows the system, knows what he's looking at pre and post snap. He's going to get the ball out quick all night, and that's been the method to the madness against this Clemson team, right? How do you neutralize those first-round picks on the defensive line? Well, you get the ball out within 2 seconds, and you don't give them an opportunity to get to the quarterback. So I could see North Carolina flirting with the 20-point range. I tend to think this one's going over, just because I also think there's not a better matchup on the schedule for Clemson's offense to have a coming-out party. Again, maybe a little bit of wish-casting there.
All right. I want to get back to that. Let's go to Gamecock James, who's up with us next on the phone. 654 Roar, you'd like to join him. What's up, James?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Hope you're doing well.
Doing well, yeah. I wanted to talk about the Braves manager options. So you had mentioned some names. There's two names that I haven't heard a lot of. I've heard one of them mentioned a little bit, but one of them I don't think I've heard mentioned at all. And this is not to say he would be a great choice or the top choice, but as long as he's been with the organization, I figured his name would at least come up. That's Eddie Perez.
Interesting. You know, I don't hate that. I mean, if he wants to be a manager, I wouldn't hate it. Here's what I would say about Perez, though, James, and I said this the other day. I feel like the Braves need somebody who can win right now. The thing about Brian Snicker, and the reason that Brian Snicker worked, is because he came along as the interim manager at a time when the organization was growing into a winner. And so he had been there in the minor leagues, and he had been there to sort of shepherd some of these guys along, and it made a lot of sense that as they were getting their feet wet in the big leagues, that he would be that guy. To me, you now have a very pronounced window with Ronald Acuna Jr., and it is quickly closing, and so you need to maximize that window right now. So I don't disagree with Eddie Perez potentially being management material, but I don't know that you can take a big swing, or I don't know that you can take a risk here. I think you need somebody with managerial experience if you can get them. And that's why I say, like, if Bochy wants to keep going, I know somebody said, well, Bochy's 70. Well, I don't need him to manage the next 10 years. I mean, I know Bobby Cox did and Snicker. Like, I know you that the Braves have had, that they want long-term managers. But to me, I just need a guy for the next 3 years. And so I feel like maybe Perez, if Acuna leaves and there's a bit of a reset, maybe Perez is the right guy to do that and maybe grow alongside. But right now, I think you need somebody with managerial experience.
Mm-hmm. What about Mark DeRosa?
See, and I don't hate DeRosa. Faxon did not like DeRosa. DeRosa has managerial experience with Team USA and the World Baseball Classic. He knows how to manage personalities more aptly. And so you're talking about, I think one of the issues with Brian Snicker is the inability maybe to actively manage the personalities at play. So I think DeRosa would be good at that. He also understands the Braves and their franchise and what they're about, having played there for so many years. I think DeRosa, if you're going to go outside of managerial experience, like traditional MLB managerial experience, I think Mark DeRosa is a good choice there.
Yeah, I agree with you on David Ross. Yeah, he's managed before, but he's never won a playoff game or anything, so.
Fun sucker.
Can I throw out a name that the whole text line, since the text line's already on my head this morning and afternoon and evening, I'm sure, can I throw out a name that's going to make the fan base probably go up into rage? I would love Tony Vitello to be the next manager of the Atlanta Braves.
His name is out there. Out there with the Giants and the Braves.
I would love it, man. Like, I think that's the type of guy, young, passionate, energy. Do I like him? No. Would I love him if he were
Would
on
you
my
learn?
Team?
Yes.
Yes. And that's the kind of vibe where it is. It's one of those guys that you hate if he's on your rival, but you absolutely love him if he's your guy. I would take Tony Vitello in a heartbeat over any of the names we've ran through outside of Kevin Cash.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that one, James?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about that, but you could be right, you know.
A little bit of a gamble.
I don't think they should bring Ron Washington back as a coach again, third base or whatever.
He's had quadruple bypass surgery.
Yeah, that's a health issue, I think, right there. Hey, James, I appreciate the phone call.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Ron Washington, Bruce Bochy, and Bob Melvin.
Yes.
Bob Melvin, by the way, I know you don't love Bob Melvin. Maybe his better days are past him. He was third among active managers in wins. He's like top 20, 25 all-time in wins as a Major League Baseball manager. You could do worse. His core at San Diego was not was not very good. I think the Giants were overpaid and miscast.
I think his Oakland team's the best one he's ever had.
That's what I'm saying.
With Chapman and Olsen and Murphy and all those guys back in the day.
Oh, you mean Olsen and Murphy were on the team? Wow.
They were.
Interesting.
My only issue with Melvin was really just like I loved those A's teams growing up and watching them. Bullpen management's my only issue with him. That's really the bugaboo I have. If it were Bob Melvin, you do have some familiarity within the clubhouse, and now that I'm saying it out loud and kind of processing it in real time, Quark, that actually could make a lot of sense from a culture perspective, but he is a West Coast guy, if that makes sense. Like, he's from the West Coast. He wants to be centralized on the West Coast, but, you know, money is money, and a job is a job.
Before we go to break, Texter says, just to kneecap Tennessee baseball, I'm going to tell you something. I love Vitello to not be at Tennessee.
Yeah.
I think every if you're a Braves fan that roots for some other program besides Tennessee, SEC, ACC, and college baseball, then that might be a double benefit to you.
Yeah.
I don't know how his style, like the very high-energy, brash, like swaggerocious, I don't know how that plays in a Major League Baseball clubhouse of 162.
Yeah.
But from a development standpoint, I think he could talk to players. I think he could get the most out of them.
There would be some relatability with the younger guys in the clubhouse, and he could combine that with some of the veterans that you got. I could see it working. I could see it working.
I think so. Hey, before we go to break, I do want to say thank you to Merle. Merle got in on the text to give with a $100 donation. So thank you to Merle for that. We are now over $2,000 today. We're still $300 and some change shy of $2,400. We're trying to get to the $2,400 goal because that means that we have statistically saved two lives of women who will go and get a mammogram. Again, $150 pays for a mammogram. We appreciate everyone with the $150 donations, the $75 donations asking for a match. We love those. The $11 donations. This is our 11th year doing this Tigers for Tatas campaign. The donations with your score. That's how we got 19 cents because we had a texter get in and say it was going to be 24-19 today. So continue to get those texts in. Text T4T to 53555. That's T4T. To 53555. We'll keep that going today.
Yeah, excited. Audience has been great. Listeners have been great as always. And excited to be out here. Also got 40 minutes to get out here to Buff City Soap, man. I really encourage guys. We still got pizza, right?
Still Papa John's
still
over there.
Still Papa John's over here.
Several boxes. Still warm. The sun's still out, so it's still warm. Stay with us. We got more to come. Two more segments. We'll talk a little college football when we come back. Maybe a little NFL as well when we come back. 654 Roar, if you want to get in, hour three continues right after this.
A fan favorite for almost four decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at tigertowngraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit longviewcarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
If your loved one is no longer comfortable living in their own home due to memory loss or aging, Dominion Senior Living is here to help. At Dominion, outstanding physical, emotional, and spiritual care is the standard. The community offers a modern, comfortable place to call home while providing personalized care to meet specific needs. Honoring God through service to seniors, Dominion Senior Living promotes vitality with support when needed. Visit DominionSeniorLiving.com for more information.
Guns, guns, guns. It's the Great American Gun Show at the Civic Center of Anderson. Buy, sell, trade. Guns, knives, ammo. Weapons of all kinds. Bring your guns. Tell your friends. 9 to 5 Saturday, 10 to 4 Sunday. 3027 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. The Civic Center of Anderson.
Autumn is here and the leaves are falling. Be ready for Old Man Winter by shopping the Craft Stove Store and Patio for all your fireplace needs. Shop over 20 models of vented and vent-free propane or natural gas logs that heat for just pennies an hour and use no electricity, keeping you warm and cozy, even during a power failure. Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
At Toyota of Easley, it's the Clear the Lot sales event going on now. All 2025 models must go before the 2026 models arrive. Now is the time to get your best deal with great rates and discounts on all remaining 2025 Toyota Camrys, Corollas, or RAV4s. Hurry in to get the best selection of colors and amenities. Visit toyotaofeasley.com and pick out the vehicle you want. Then call to make an appointment or visit us at 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway and experience exceptional customer service for your new ride home.
Caffeine doesn't have to be bitter or boring anymore. 5-hour energy shots are bringing the flavor and the energy. One of my personal favorites, strawberry banana, is giving smoothie vibes in a compact caffeinated shot. Whether you like your energy sour, fruity, or tropical, with 17 flavors, there's something for you. And yeah, it's got as much caffeine as a 12-ounce coffee, but zero sugar and no crash. Big flavor, tiny bottle, tasty caffeine done right. You can grab yours in-store or hit up 5hourenergy.com or order on Amazon today.
Every great team has its core players, but when the season gets tough, adding the right free agent can make all the difference. The same goes for business. At Robert Half, we found that 67% of companies surveyed plan to increase their use of contract talent to handle workload peaks and backlogged projects. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience, combined with our award-winning AI, you can quickly find the skilled candidates you want. At Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The only place for sports talk in the Upstate is right here, every day. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Ben Milstead gets in with a question. This is a great question, I thought. Great question. I'm sure at a stoplight, safely with his hands at 10-2. Ben Milstead got in with a question. We'll talk about that here in just a second. First, let me tell you about our friends at Underdog as we welcome you back into Buff City Soap. This is a great, great time to play Underdog. You were playing Underdog last night.
I was.
You had a little action.
Had a little
taste.
Little Mac Jones, Kendrick Bourne action. A little buddy ball for the Niners.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I like it. I like it. I've got my eye on a few things tomorrow. I was playing baseball, but I'm very sad with baseball right now. Maybe next week we'll get back on the baseball train. Here's what you do. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code OOB to score $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18-plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER, visit ncpgambling.org. Ben gets in with the text here on the Adams Curving text line. He says, which of these would you be more confident in? That the Clemson offense can score 30 points or that the Clemson defense can hold North Carolina to 14?
Clemson scoring 30-plus tomorrow. I'm more confident in that one. Yeah, I think there's a chance North Carolina gets over 14 because I also do have to just – realistically account for the fact that there could be a turnover from Clemson in their own territory, something along those lines, maybe a special teams play that doesn't go the Tigers' way, but I think Clemson's getting to 30-plus tomorrow for the first time all season.
You know what's funny about this, and I was looking at some numbers today. I didn't need to look this up. I think I tweeted it last week. The most astounding thing about Clemson's defense, you remember the LSU game, and the LSU game is such a long time ago. But you remember the LSU game in the first half? You know, Clemson was a little bendy.
Yeah.
They were a little bendy, but they forced two turnovers. They had two giveaways in the first half. LSU did, and you're going, all right, a couple of fumbles. This is nice. Mm-hmm. This is the formula right here. While Clemson's defense gets their feet underneath them, hey, they're going to be stingy in the red zone, which they were. Are they going to force you into field goals? They're going to do all that. Like, there's going to be a lot to like, because not because every down to down they're going to be dominant, but because they'll be able to take the ball away. Do you know that's the last turnover? That fourth down play before halftime of the LSU game is the last turnover that Clemson has forced against a Power 4 opponent.
Yeah.
Two straight games with a goose egg in the takeaways column.
I don't think the defense is getting enough slander. I said that on my show as
I
well.
Agree with that.
I don't think the defense is getting enough slander. I think we're so hyper-fixated on the quarterback and the offense because that's what jumps off the page, right? And that's what's like the obvious targets or the easy targets is how I like to describe it. I don't think the defense is getting enough slander. You were on pace to give up 850 yards of total offense to Syracuse. You were down 10-0 before you touched the ball in your last game against a Power 4 opponent. The defense has to play not just better, but significantly better for Clemson to get to where they want to be this season.
I'm looking at takeaway numbers, okay? Takeaways through four games. Tom Allen has made a living everywhere he's been on takeaways. And so it can't be a Tom Allen. It's not a Tom Allen problem. I'll just go ahead and tell you that right now. It ain't a Tom Allen problem that Clemson's not getting takeaways. The Tigers right now for the season, all right, they have taken the ball away. This is amazing. Listen, the Troy game, you got to count the Troy game. I understand it. You got to in the whole scheme of things. They are tied for 71st in takeaways. Mm. They have got to take the ball away. Yep. They have got to take the ball away on defense tomorrow because North Carolina is prone to turnovers. We saw that earlier. Now, I think Gio Lopez is more prone to turnovers. But they've turned it over six times.
Yeah, they have. And I think a large part of that, too, with maybe Clemson's inability to turn other teams over, it kind of wraps back to what we were talking about a little bit earlier. Clemson's kind of being dink and dunk to death right now. And other teams are getting the ball out quick. So it's not like there's been a ton of vertical passing threats, right, where you're throwing the ball up and there's a safety that's got a chance to break on the ball, make a play, and a DB. That means you got to be more physical on the perimeter. And you got to be trying to punch that football out as well and ensuring that you're wrapping up. So I'd be looking for Clemson to force some fumbles specifically tomorrow. I'm not sure if Johnson's going to take that many risks through the air, but there's definitely a ton of opportunities to punch the football out if you're being physical enough on the perimeter.
Can I give you a – boy, I really – I feel good about this. I don't want to feel good about this. Can I give you just a dire prediction?
Yeah, give me a dire prediction.
I think it is more likely that Clemson does not score 30 on another opponent the rest of the year than it is
no.
that they score 30 tomorrow.
No,
I don't want to hear that.
And this is why, okay? This is why. I'm going back and I'm re-listening to Dabo Swinney's press conference, okay? I'm going back and I'm re-listening to these things.
Quack's got his eyes closed for everybody in the audience right now.
This is tough stuff to say. And one of the things that he kept saying over and over and over again in that press conference on Tuesday, you know, we have to – he's talking about the coaching, but he's talking about all the things that the players are not doing. And ostensibly his through line there is they're not doing this because we're not coaching them to do it very well, okay? Okay, I can get there. I can buy that. Faxon, is Cade Klubnik, is he going to get a brain transplant? I mean, because here's the thing. Ben asked the question, is it more likely that the defense gives up 14 or more like the offense scores 30? But, like, some of the things that Cade Klubnik is missing, in order for the offense to score 30, in my opinion, he just has to magically start seeing it all and then just doing it all.
Yeah.
And to me, that is we talk about growth. It's not linear, but it's a progression of growth because you rarely go from can't see anything at all to see the whole field and all that is in there for me. You don't just snap your fingers and go do that. And because there's been some regression in that regard, I do not see this as being – I do think that it would be nice if we could see that if it were possible even. That Cade Klubnik is able to, boom, and he jumps back up, and they're like, yeah, man, there's the round one pick. Yeah, man, there's the Heisman. Yeah, man, that's what it looks like. And I just don't know that that's more feasible than the defense causing a couple turnovers. You give Jaheim Lawson a little more run.
Yeah.
You maybe get Shelton Lewis's negative energy, perhaps, if that's what it is. We don't know if it's negative energy. We get that out of the lineup. You put Tink Kelly in there. You put Jeremiah Alexander in there. You get some more stuff going on. Maybe a little better play at safety, although that's a similar deal to Cade Klubnik. I'm not sure that if you're busting this badly that you just all of a sudden start making all the plays. I think it's more likely that they're held to 14 or under. Because in order – again, you tell me if you think I'm wrong. In order for them to get to 30 – Cade Klubnik has to play well. In order for Cade Klubnik to play well, all of the decisions that we have been parsing to death for the last 2 weeks, he has to make them all right. He has to go from making a 40 on a test to 100.
Yeah.
Or like a 95. That is so hard to do.
It is. It's difficult. And, you know, I'm conflicted on how to feel about everything, to be honest with you, because I do think that we saw extended glimpses of that player that we're alluding to with seeing the field, making the reads, getting the ball out on time last year. And that's what's made a large part of this season so dumbfounding and so confusing at times, which is like you turn on the Texas tape and it doesn't even look like the same football player. You turn on the SMU tape, it doesn't even look like the same football player. Heck, even against South Carolina, he was getting the ball out a lot quicker. He was going through his progressions. He was making his reads. He looked significantly more comfortable. And something I've said on my show is I think all this kind of wraps back to trust. I think there's a fracture in the hierarchy of trust with Clemson on the offensive side of the ball. I don't think the play caller fully trusts the quarterback. I don't think the quarterback trusts the O-line at all. And I think that's why you started to see some of those habits revert, right? People are saying
wide receivers and quarterbacks,
there's a lack of trust there. There have been some drops. There's been some miscommunications. There's been some quitting on balls. And on the inverse of that, the quarterback's also missing some open guys, which is going to create some frustration. So I think the word I keep coming back to on offense is trust. And last year, it felt like Clemson hit their stride from a trust perspective towards that back half when Cade was having to carry the team on his back with no run game. Now you have a run game. You need to use the run game more. Use that to get more single high safety looks. Use that to get more cover zero looks to where you can take some shots over the top, get West going, get TJ flowing. Like, TJ Moore had 7 catches for 116 yards and a touchdown on one of the best defenses and DBs in the country that got picked in the first round like 7 months ago. And now he's a completely different player. Like, it's truly, truly dumbfounding what's happening right now with Clemson offensively. So you need Cade to go be a dude, man. Sweeney said it. We've said it. Cade's got to go be a dude, and he's got to be the dude he was last year. I'm hoping that North Carolina and their defensive struggles can help Cade tap back into that former form.
I think it's reasonable if the Cade Klubnik that we thought that we were going to see is still in there, if he's still in there, it is reasonable that this is a game where he finds himself. That is a reasonable thing. I don't know that it's a guarantee that he's in there. I'll go back to the TJ Moore play. You mentioned TJ Moore, okay? 6'5", 4", or if you want to get in. I mentioned TJ Moore. Or you mentioned TJ Moore. I went back and watched the play like 4 times because I still can't figure it out. I've watched both views of the play. I can't figure it out. It's early in the Syracuse game. And it's like 3rd and 11 plus territory. And Clemson punted from the plus 40 or whatever it was. And TJ Moore is running like a deep out. He's at the marker. If he's a little in front of the marker, he's going to catch it and reach the ball out.
Yeah.
Cover 3, cover 4, a lot of deep coverage, and he is in a pocket. It was a left hash to right sideline throw, but Cade has made it a million times. His shoulders are turned there, Faxon. He sees that.
He does.
If he doesn't see it, I don't know what he's looking at.
He's got to rip it,
it's
man.
It's right there. You have to throw the ball. And I'm not even saying it's a tight window. It wasn't even a tight window, really. It was a wide-open window. It's a cavern. He's just thrown in a cave, okay? He turns back and hits a check down on 3rd and 11 to a guy that's got 2 people in a close proximity that gets destroyed. Those are the kinds of things that I'm like, okay, this is not a guy that you can just see, okay, maybe he lacks confidence in his arm because we see him uncork at other times. You know, this is a young player, and he's going to learn and progress, and maybe this is the week that he sees that read and maybe he doesn't see all of them. It's like you're looking at a picture you've seen a million times before, and you're just not identifying it.
Yeah, and there have been multiple times where he's had open guys, and he's pump faked. Like, that's a big part of this thing that I think is kind of frustrating, too, is there are times where Cade has his body language, he has his body pointed at an open receiver, he has his eyes pointed at an open receiver, and he doesn't throw the ball. Like, that screams lack of confidence to me, is what it screams. It screams like a lack of confidence and a lack of trust are the two things I keep coming back to. I got to do some more research on this with, like, passing charts, and I'm going to be in the weeds later today on PFF and a couple other sites trying to do my homework. I feel like Cade is significantly better outside the hashes as a thrower than over the middle of the field. And I think when you start to have multiple guys go over the middle of the field is where he starts to have his brain get scrambled. And if you go back and you look at the Texas tape, all those chunk plays are to the sidelines. All those chunk plays are to the boundary. They're to the hashes. You see him layering the ball. It's over guys towards the sidelines. It's not over the middle. So I think Cade is significantly better when he can kind of take one side of the field and have a couple different snag concepts on both sides, right? I would love to see Clemson try and go back to some of that identity-wise from last year and push that ball outside the numbers.
All right, I agree with you. I agree with what you're saying there. So let me just say this. I tweeted this during the men's soccer weather delay, or the women's soccer weather delay a week ago. And it just it's astounding to me. Go back and look at the 4 and 5 stars in the 2022 quarterback class and find me the best one, and you're going to want to punch yourself in the face. Because none of them are very good. None of them are going to end up having the type of career that you expect from 4 or 5 stars. Not all of them are bad, but it's just a lot of these careers are just leaving you wanting more. There are some 3 stars, though, like Rocco Becht, for example, who are having good careers. Josh Hoover is one. Josh Hoover was recruited by Garrett Riley twice, once to SMU and then to TCU. He was the lead recruiter at 2 schools for Josh Hoover. He wanted Josh Hoover. Josh Hoover may lead the nation in passing. Garrett Riley knows how to pick quarterbacks and coach quarterbacks. But I believe if you have a quarterback like that who can't throw over the middle, guess what you have to do in the air raid? You can't live outside the hashes in the air raid. You're going to run mesh. You're going to run Y cross. You're going to run deep outs. You're going to run those types of routes.
Yeah.
You're going to have to throw the ball over the middle, short and intermediate. And if what you're saying is true, and I'm not saying it's not, if what you're saying is true, then it doesn't seem like an air raid offense is really going to work with Kate. And that is a sobering reality to try to grapple with.
Yeah, and I think that's just kind of the reality. Like, we've had so many different conversations, and the discourse so frequently is like, man, Kate doesn't look comfortable. Kate doesn't look in rhythm. It doesn't feel like his skill set is being accentuated. I think a large part of that is for the reason that you just outlined. Like, schematic fit. Cade's strengths do not fit what Garrett Riley is trying to do with this offense. And Cade's strengths are also nothing similar to what Max Duggan was doing at TCU back in 2022, which is the best quarterback season of Garrett Riley's career as an offensive coordinator. So it's intriguing, man. It's intriguing. For what it's worth, I don't love the air raid or the concepts. I think it's playing football backwards to a certain extent. I really believe in establishing the run before you're trying to do anything with the pass. And that's how winning football has been played for years and years and years. So I'd love to see more of those dirt raid concepts continue to be integrated and given eight the ball more and get some of those backup running backs fed as well.
I tell you what, Leonard, hang on. We'll come to you on the other side of the break. We had a texter ask, hey, if I want to make a donation to Tigers for Tatas in honor of my wife, what do I do? Great question. Text T4T to 53555. That's T4T to 53555. You can give $11 for 11 years on the air doing the Tigers for Tatas campaign. $150 pays for a mammogram. We are about $335 shy of a second mammogram today.
That's huge.
So we got to have some donations right here in our last 20 minutes. Walt's going to have great auction items, but we'd love for you to text to give right now. Do it right now in our final 20 minutes as we try to save a life. Again, every 8 mammograms statistically is going to find breast cancer and save a life. You can help do that today with a donation. Text T4T to 53555. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show. We'll get to Leonard. We'll give you some picks as well. Stay with us live at Buff City Soap in Clemson. Come out and see us. After a week away, Clemson football is back on Saturday as the Tigers travel to Chapel Hill to take on the North Carolina Tar Heels. And we've got you covered all day long right here on The Roar, starting at 6 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show, Tiger tailgate show at 9 a.m. with Faxon and crew. Then at noon, Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the game, and Donnell Clark and I will take you through postgame with the fifth quarter show. All in a day's work on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Attention listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with the Metabolic Reset System. Their science-backed method that gets your body to burn fat first, not sugar. Plus, they're the only programmer that guarantee your success and your results. I can attest I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks. I've kept it off for years. No starving, no workouts, no risky drugs. Just a smarter system that resets your metabolism, shrinks dangerous belly fat, and keeps it off permanently. For radio listeners only, they are sweetening the pot for you by waiving your consultation fee, getting you 2 extra weeks of the program free, covering the cost of food during the program, and just for booking, you'll receive their 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. But don't wait. The guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. Call 864-644-1900 now and mention code New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rack Room Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Did you know State Credit Union now offers the same services big banks offer? Services like online account opening, online loan applications, mobile banking, remote check deposit, person-to-person transfers, electronic signatures, and more. All with better interest rates and lower fees than the big banks. Check them out today and see why over 600 people per month are joining State Credit Union. Visit them online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game. Everything has to be right, so when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold, white, and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
The Roar.
You guys are the number one sports station because you make the phones light up.
Where every day is game day.
Last segment of the show, last segment of the week, boys and girls. It's been a great week.
Oh, Faxon. It's been great.
It's been great. Faxon can say that because his – what time are you waking up tomorrow?
What time am I waking up tomorrow? I wake up at 6:30 or 7 every day. It's okay. Been the same way. I took 8 a.m. since I was a freshman, and it's just been – we had to wake up at 5:30 in high school in Georgia, so my body clock has been screwed since ninth grade.
Okay.
I'm up before 7 every day of my life. Yeah.
All right, very good. So you'll be up listening to
I'll
the
be
Tiger
up listening
pregame
to Tiger pregame show with William Quackenbush.
Ashby and Ashley and Grayson. We're going to have a great, great time. And Ramona. Shout out to Ramona. Right now we have Kelly here from Buff City Soap who's going to talk to us about what's going on here today. First of all, welcome. How are we doing?
We're doing great.
Awesome.
Doing great.
BOGO 50% off. Yes. I don't even need to know what it is. I just know I'm here.
Yes.
But But the fact that it's great stuff, the candles, the cleaner, the dish soap is BOGO 50% right now.
It is. And foaming hand soap.
And foaming hand soap.
And everything is plant-based. I mean, it's healthy for you. It smells good. It's wonderful.
This is a great place to work, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you what. I retired twice. And I stepped into here, and they's like, oh, I knew some people. And they're like, do you want to work here? And I'm like, yes. Yes, I do. And I've been here almost 3 years now. I know. And I should be retired. I'm old, you know?
You might be bad at it.
But I tell you what. I have daughters and grandkids, and I started them on Buff City Soap. So I have to work to keep them supplied.
There you go. See, you know? I love that. I love that.
Yes.
My aunt and uncle live near Buff City Soap up in Zionsville, Indiana. And I was like, you guys, you're missing if you don't go.
Oh, they're in Michigan. My mother, I said, don't buy stuff up there, Mom. I'll get it here, you know. But, yeah, she goes up there. She's addicted. You get addicted.
We come here all the time, and I'm fascinated. Like, people making soap, like, right there in front of you. People
we
come
do.
In here and have parties. People can do the soap making
parties. Yeah, the bath bomb parties. That's one of my favorites.
Okay.
I do the bath bomb parties.
Okay.
I love it. Kids come in. They do birthday parties. I wish they had this when my kids were little, because you search for something fun to do with the little girls or boys.
Right.
We have boys, too. Boys are good at it. But, yeah, they do the bath bomb parties now, and each child can, like, decorate their own, make their own scent. They take them back with them. It's a great thing. We have ladies' prayer groups, business groups, all sorts of things come in and do bath bomb parties.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Think about that. We've been looking for something to do with Faxon, too. So that makes a lot of sense.
I know my sister is a big fan of the Buff City Soap work, and she is a very frequent member of the store, so she might actually be running out of money with how much she's at Buff City.
Oh,
so,
of course.
Yeah, so.
The pumpkin scent.
Yes.
We've talked about it. Like, it's hard not to try to take a bite of the pumpkin scent. It's phenomenal.
You know, people have us make their laundry in pumpkin spice.
That's actually awesome.
Yeah. They want to smell like their coffee. I mean, we can make pumpkin spice scent in body scrubs, lotions, body lotions, surface cleaners, dish soap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's so good. Yeah. And I know you got Tammy Sweeney has been great through the years, helping us with Tigers for Tatas. We love coming out here. We're going to be in Greenville next week.
Wearing my pink shirt.
So, there we go.
There
so,
go.
I mean, it's part of the culture at Buff City Soap to really care deeply about this cause, right?
Yes. We all care about this, so we all wear our pink shirts, support it.
Awesome. Very good. So. Kelly, we appreciate the time. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your day. We appreciate you having us out, being hospitable for us today.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming, and it's a great cause, so I hope more people come out and more people come in the store, visit the store. A lot of people don't even know we're here yet. I mean, it's crazy. We've been here a couple of years.
Yeah.
If they just walk in the store, they're hooked.
Why wouldn't it be? You said you wanted to shout out your daughter. Is that right? She was on the radio, so she shouted you out many times.
She was up in Michigan on the radio, and she used to shout out to her parents in South Carolina. So her mom's going to shout out to her down in Aiken, South Carolina. My daughter, Casey, who just had a baby about a month ago.
Hey. How about that? Congratulations.
So thank you. Yeah, Casey, I'm shouting out to you now.
That's awesome. Thank you very much.
Well,
we appreciate
you.
It.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Kelly.
Absolutely. 654-ROAR is the number. We've only got a few minutes left of the show, Facts, and we got to get to a few picks. Let's go to Leonard in Union County, who's been waiting on the phones. By the way, we have 9 minutes left to reach our goal. We've had a couple. Steve donated $70. Alexander got in with an $11 donation as well. So get in with your donations right here in the last few minutes. I've heard from a couple of people that have had a hard time getting in. Just because they've been trying and they can't get the link. So just continue to try to get in. Text T4T to 53555. That's 53555. And we'll get close to that $2,400 mark. We're still about $300 shy with the new money that's coming. We're still about $300 shy of that $2,400 goal for the show today. Leonard in Union County joins us next. 654-ROAR is the number, if I can actually make it work. There we go. Hey, Leonard.
Hey, guys. Happy Solid Orange Friday.
Happy Friday, sir. Hope you're doing well.
Doing well, thank you. I wanted to do a quick history lesson of Clemson, and Mickey Fowler kind of put this on my brain. Been listening for 2 weeks post-Syracuse and just thinking, and he said to everybody on the radio one morning, can't remember what day it was, when was the last time you were at Death Valley and you watched Clemson and you felt miserable? And I'm sitting there thinking, okay. And to top that off, we were not only beaten, we were soundly beaten by an inferior opponent. And I went all the way back, and I'm telling how old I am when I say this, Georgia Tech 1989. I was at that game, and we got obliterated, 30-14, and the whole crowd left like we did against Syracuse, just stunned, thinking, what happened? And I remember post-game, I usually don't listen to post-game too much, but Coach Sweeney said very similar things all the way up to this game tomorrow that Danny Ford said. He said, that's our fault as coaches. He said, we didn't have the players doing the right things. That's our fault. He said, I remember he said this. He said, that won't happen again. And so I've been listening to Coach Sweeney in the press conferences leading up to tomorrow. Little history is going to repeat itself, we hope, because after that game against Georgia Tech where we were soundly defeated, Clemson goes on to destroy the remaining five opponents, including the bowl game against West Virginia. Now, unfortunately, that was Coach Ford's last game, but it feels like it's working itself up to that type of game tomorrow where we're just going to take out some frustration and fix all those things that Coach Sweeney's talking about. And I just wanted to lay that out there for everybody just thinking about, I think this is an opportunity for, you talking about Cade, you know, Chris Morocco in that game going in, we left Georgia Tech thinking about Deshaun Cameron, who they put in and he played very well. And we've been talking about Chris Mazzina for about 2 weeks and we haven't seen him, but I think Morocco in the last five games showed why he was the starter to begin the season. I think Kay's going to do that tomorrow. He's going to show everybody, this is what you saw in Texas and SMU, and this is the real me. That's what I'm thinking.
It's great stuff, Leonard. Appreciate the phone call. Thank you. I don't disagree with that perspective at all. First of all, I've said that this week. The Dabo Sweeney said, people that were upset with how Dabo Sweeney approached his press conference this week, he said what any coach would be saying.
Yeah.
He gave the talking points that any coach would say. That's not – there are lots of fans who have given up on the season. The head coach literally cannot give up on the season. You literally cannot. There's no way you could do it. He's not – for particularly this head coach is not programmed that way. He's not going to do that. So he's not going to say, yeah, we're benching everybody. All the seniors are out. We're going to play the young guys. We're not – it's not like you sold at the trade deadline. You're going to call up all your rookies, okay? That's not what this is. He's going to try to keep winning and to continue the positive – to build some positive experience for this team.
Yeah.
Kind of like what we're talking about with Danny Ford, 1989. So maybe that leads to 38-14. Maybe it does. We'll see.
Let's see if my dream comes to fruition tomorrow. I like the tone and the demeanor of Leonard's phone call preaching some positive energy about too, though. I could see that tomorrow for sure. I think if there's an opponent on the schedule to light up through the air, it's got to be this North Carolina team.
I'm looking at the 2004 schedule right now. Last time Clemson started 1-3. They actually started 1-4. They lost on the road at Virginia by 20. Ugh. That was a Virginia team that was ranked 10th in the country, though. So that was they had losses to two top 10 teams in Florida State and Virginia on the road. They ended up being bowl eligible at 6-6, but of course, because South Carolina can't keep their hands to themselves after plays, they just decided they weren't going to play in a bowl game, which remains to me one of the worst decisions, most controversial decisions in Clemson history.
Yeah.
But they didn't play in a bowl game at 6-6 after beating the Gamecocks.
I can't really speak on that season. I think I might have still been in Pampers at that point.
You shut your mouth. You shut your mouth right now. Hey, I want to tell you about Tiger Sports Shop. Just down the road from here, Tiger Sports Shop is a great place for you. All the Nike sideline apparel, the best Clemson gear. This is a great, great weekend to shop at Tiger Sports Shop because a lot of folks are going to Chapel Hill. If you're on your way to Chapel Hill, you're coming through Clemson, or if you can make a detour, stop on by. If you realize you meant to get something and you haven't yet, tigersports.com. Get it shipped to your home. You can have it for next week. That's tigersports.com. Two locations, downtown Clemson or Highway 123. We've got a couple of donations that have come in. $70 from Steve. I may have said that one already. Alexander got in with $11. We've got Deegi who got in. $25 donation on the text to give. So we are right now, we are about $200 shy with about 5 minutes to go in the show, maybe 3 minutes to go in the show. So just continue to get those donations in. They'll keep stacking up, folks. Again, I know there were some people that were trying to get in that for some reason were not able to. So perhaps those will come in a little bit later on. Hopefully it works for you. Hey, let me give you some picks, okay? Let me give you my picks. Let me throw these out there. You tell me, you just stop me if you like or hate one, okay?
All right.
Tonight, BYU is going to win by a million. BYU minus 18.5 against West Virginia. They have no quarterback.
I can get with that.
Kentucky plus 20.5 at Georgia. That's way too many points.
It's too many points. I'm a little I'm on the fence on that one. I struggled to pick it in our contest, so I'll give it to you.
I thought about going under, but Kentucky's kind of been an over team this year.
You and Team Road Rage are the three on Kentucky in the contest.
We're winning, baby.
Team Road Rage, we're deeming him Wildcat Walt. I think he can hear us back there in the studio. I think he's back Kentucky a couple weeks in a row.
Yeah,
I said
baby.
That on my show. That's Wildcat Walt.
Wildcat Walt, that's great. Cincinnati minus 1.5 against Iowa State. Me and Ben Milsett are fighting on that one.
I love it. I love Cincinnati in that spot.
Give me Wake Virginia Tech to go over 50.5.
Ooh, I don't
first
know.
Half points. Give me first half points for Wake, yeah. Second half points for Virginia Tech.
Is Wake going to just continue to increase the amount of double-digit leads that they're going to blow? Are we going to blow a 20-point lead this week for Wake Forest?
Listen, your Wake Forest Demon Deacons are the perfect example of a well-coached, horrible football team.
They are. And they're well-coached.
The first half is scheme, and the second half is we don't have players.
The worst. The second half is, oh, gosh, it's Robbie Ashford.
That's it. Arizona minus 20.5 against Oklahoma State.
I like that. They're going to kill
Vegas
them.
Vegas still doesn't know how bad Oklahoma State is.
Fafita bounce back.
Texas, Florida, this is gross. Under 42.5.
Love it. Ah. I picked 16-10 as my final score. Go Gators.
It could very well be 16-10. Maryland. Maryland's going to win outright against Washington. They get 6.5.
Ooh.
Washington off Ohio State, cross the country. This is Washington's part of their schedule where everybody they play has an extra week of rest, and they had Ohio State last week. This is Maryland. This is the Malik Washington quarterback. That's him. This is his time. Give me Maryland. I love the Washington squad.
Yeah.
Give me Maryland.
I like that pick. Two great quarterbacks, Demond Williams Jr. and Malik Washington.
Michigan State. 11.5 is too many against Nebraska. Too many.
Love. Too many for Chiles.
Oh, yeah. Wyoming's going to beat UNLV. Wyoming plus 3.5. You make Wyoming an underdog at home, you're just calling my name. It's my siren song. So I'm going to take the 3.5, and I'm taking 15.5 with Mississippi State at Texas A&M. Mississippi State's going to lose like 27-17.
Yeah.
10 points.
I like that.
That's what it feels like.
Can I give a stray pick to beat
the
buzzer?
Yeah, man. Do it.
I'm giving 2. We're taking our talents to San Diego. San Diego State minus 6.5 against that garbage Colorado State team.
Buddy.
And under 38.5 is the line. It's going under.
Oh, my God. That's so gross. That's disgusting. You should not end the show
under 38.5.
Oh, my gosh. That's awful. What a disgusting way to end the show. Hey, I want to thank Buff City. Thanks to Hannah, and John, and Fax, and Ben for stopping by. And thanks to you. God bless. We'll see you at 6 a.m.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
At Cherokee Outfitters in Gaffney, we carry Western and workwear.